Any betting man or woman would love to know the winners before placing a wager. The people of Marshall, Missouri know that there was once a way you could predict the future. It all had to do with one very amazing dog. We take a look back at Jim the Wonder Dog on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
He was dubbed Jim the Wonder Dog. Born in 1925, his owner Sam Van Arnsdale of Marshall, Missouri, discovered that the dog seemed to understand what people said and can even predict future events. The dog picked the Kentucky Derby winner 7 straight times and even displayed his abilities to a session of the Missouri legislature.
He was a pretty good draw anywhere he went, but a lot of the really good stories are the ones of just small groups of people when he was doing things, particularly around Marshall and the Rough Hotel where they lived here in town.
At the hotel, Sam often asked his dog Jim what room a guest had stayed in as they were checking out at the front desk.
Jim would tell him which room would do his paws, room 6 or 7 or whatever it was. And one of the things they say he could do is if somebody had been here before and he'd come back, he'd say, Jim, what room was this man in when last time he was here? And he would tell him what room the last time the guy was here.
Jim became world famous. Vets and researchers studied him and could find nothing different from other dogs. Jim died in 1937 and is still a well-known figure here.
When he died, Van Arsdale had a family plot at Ridge Park Cemetery, and they wanted to bury the dog there because he was just a member of their family as far as they were concerned. And people at the cemetery said, no, you can't put a dog in a people's cemetery.
So Sam Van Arsdale purchased land across from the cemetery to bury the amazing canine.
A few years later, the cemetery expanded, and Jim's in the cemetery now. It's the most visited place in Marshall. They're always leaving toys or flowers or coins or something on his grave, probably for luck.
Although Jim passed decades ago, his story lives on, and there is even a book that was published about his amazing and unexplainable talents. Traveling the countryside in Marshall, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.